Bonjour, Steve. The main points. The 46th session of the Council of Ministers of the African Petroleum Producers Organization, APU, takes place this Friday in Yaoundé. Prime Minister Joseph Dion Guti will represent the President of the Republic at the solemn opening ceremony. Kenya's High Court has lifted an order blocking the swearing-in of the Deputy President following the impeachment of his predecessor. The President of the National Federation of University Sports, Professor Rugit Tafak Namfusu, has presented the new format of the Varsity Games to officials of the University of Betwa and private higher institutions of learning in the East Region. This release from the Prime Minister's office, the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Guti, will this Friday represent the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, at the solemn opening ceremony of the 46th session of the Council of Ministers of the African Petroleum Producers Organization, APU, scheduled to take place at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel as from 10 a.m. It is signed the Director of Cabinet, Balungili Confiance Ebune. Meanwhile, during yesterday's cabinet meeting, chaired by Prime Minister Joseph Dion Guti, the current disease situation in the country was assessed. It was revealed that health indicators across Cameroon remain stable. Here is the Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malachi's assessment of the health situation.
Globally, everything is calm. With so many flows in our country, we aim to see that we can have a cholera, but nothing is notified up to now. So I think everything is okay. It's also okay for the mpox, for the COVID-19. We have so many sporadic cases, but I think we know that we can take care of all of these patients. We have adopted a national strategy of preparedness and response to health emergencies. So I think that is a document which enables us to be proactive in our response.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, will preside over the Forum on Peace, the Prevention of Intercommunity Conflicts, and the Promotion of Harmonious Coexistence in Yagua in the Mayo Danai Division of the Far North Region today. It is organized by the Mayo Danai Development Association with support from UNESCO and UN Women. Meantime, Minister Mununa Futsu of Youth Affairs and Civic Education has enjoined youths in crisis-affected communities benefiting from a project on peace and economic development to use a donation of equipment to transform flood waters for entrepreneurial projects like agro-pastoral projects. The member of government made the call while presiding over a ceremony to hand over these equipment to the beneficiaries of the support project for the implementation of the National Civic Education Program for Peace Building. Henry Tato Ekambi reports from CRTV Far North.
Empowering some youths in crisis-stricken localities with the skills to raise awareness on the importance of living in peace and also train others on how to empower other youths economically. That is the goal of the support project for the implementation of the National Civic Education Program for Peace Building, Peaceful Cohabitation and Living Together in Crisis-Affected Communities in Cameroon. Paul Couster is UNESCO's regional director and resident representative in Cameroon.
It is the purpose of the Peace Building Fund of United Nations to help national policies to sustain peace.
The beneficiaries were gifted a stock of equipment that will help reinsert youths, especially those who have projects related to exploiting the flood waters for other uses. Babasu Aya Simon, representative of the beneficiaries.
The machine are good.
We receive working materials like sewing machines, computers, and they will help us to be economically empowered.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, enjoined the beneficiaries to go to their localities and preach peace as well as foster economic development. Marwa, Henry Tatuwekambi, CLTV.
CRTV News. Kenya's High Court has lifted an order blocking the swearing-in of Kithure Kindiki as deputy president following the impeachment of his predecessor in an unprecedented political drama that has gripped the nation. Rigathi Gachagua was removed from office 2 weeks ago after Parliament overwhelmingly approved an impeachment motion. President William Ruto immediately nominated Kindiki, currently the Interior Minister, to replace Gachagua, but the impeached deputy president then went to court objecting to his removal, calling it politically motivated. In sports, the president of the National Federation of University Sports, Professor Roger Tsafagnamfoso, has presented the new format of the varsity games to officials of the University of Betwa and other private institutions of higher learning in the East region. According to the new format, universities grouped under four pools will compete before qualifying to participate in the national games. Tala LT reports from CRTV East.
The National Federation of University Sports wants to see more private-owned institutions participate in this sporting jamboree. Professor Tsafak Nanfoso is president of FENAJU.
We have more than 500 private universities. We have only 10 of them participating in the university game, which is not normal.
According to the new format, universities will compete in four regional pools before qualifying for the National University Games.
The formula consists in two things. We will organize zonal championships in all the country. We will have one seminar here in Bertois, putting together people from center, east, and south region. Then we will go to Marwa with people from Adamawa, north and extreme north, and far north region. Then in Boya for people coming from littoral and southwest region. And then Chang for people coming from northwest and west.
It is important to note that participation fees for universities have been slashed down from 5 to 3 million francs CFA for those with more than 1,000 athletes and 250,000 francs for those with 0 to 25 athletes. Tala LT, Sierra TV News, Betwa.
We end the news with a political write-up for today. We delve on the circular of the Secretary General of the CPDM calling on section presidents of the party to organize the most grandiose celebrations to commemorate the 42nd edition or anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to power. Here is Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde.
The CPDM sees the 42 years in power of President Paul Biya as an exceptional longevity of an exceptional head of state elected by an exceptional Cameroonian people in a country no less exceptional, like Cameroon. An exceptional longevity which the CPDM party scribe Jean Kwete describes in his circular as one achieved through the prism of democratic vote and the will of a majority of Cameroonians constantly renewed in successive elections. Mr. Jean Kwete admits that it hasn't been a bed of roses, especially with some who betrayed the trust and confidence of the head of state, but that under President Paul Biya, and despite internal and external constraints, Cameroon has grown, its development is guaranteed, with solid and stable institutions, with a governing style that is unique to him. It is based on this uniqueness that Mr. Kwete is urging section presidents of the party to mobilize all party members and supporters to celebrate President Paul Biya in pomp and fanfare more than ever before.
That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.